Lincoln skillfully had surrogates crush the covert campaign Chase waged to secure the Republican nomination. McClellan's election chances were dashed 2 days after the Democrats nominated him. On September 2nd, Sherman captured Atlanta. Public opinion turned for Lincoln, who was now viewed as a victorious leader. Grant ordered a gun salute to honor Sherman's success. Lincoln won the popular vote by more than 400,000 and routed McClellan in the Electoral College with 10 times as many votes. Pinkerton, despondent, returned to rebuilding his business in Chicago. Van Loo had couriers deliver messages to Sharp on Richmond's mood and condition after Lincoln's victory. It was grim on all fronts. The president's re-election signaled the North was prepared to exhaust the South into surrender. As Grant's 120,000 soldiers tightened the noose around Petersburg and Richmond during the fall and into the winter, and Lee's army of 55,000 shrank daily from desertions, fear and panic gripped civilians who could plainly see final defeat looming. Sharp and McEntee reported from their interviews of refugees that Petersburg was nearly deserted. Most of the residents who remained had fled to the upper part of the city or the woods above it and were living in tents. A battalion of government workers from Richmond was ordered south to Petersburg for its defenses. One of Sharp's agents returned from the rebel capital on September 22nd and reported that business activity in the city had been suspended, and the few Union deserters who crossed into Confederate lines had been put to work at the Tredegar plant, whose regular employees had been sent to the front. Van Loo also passed along a tip to Sharp that small boats bearing loads of tin, brass, and copper to repair railroad engines at the plant were slipping into Petersburg from the nearby Blackwater River. But there didn't appear to be much good the contraband could do at this point. With the Richmond papers and her rose for Grant, Van Loo on September 26th delivered to Sharp the latest quotes for skyrocketing gold and silver prices in the city, along with persistent rumors her ring members heard that Richmond would have to be evacuated.